It is time for us to bring in Pat Pagano. Time for us to take a look at that tri-state forecast. Well, you missed it, Pat. You missed it.
I missed what?
I just played Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe.
Oh.
I love that song. I was talking after I played it. I said, when they broke up, I was very upset because I was upset because it wouldn't be a Sonny and Cher show anymore. And then I got thinking back with CBS in those days, and right. They had so many great variety shows. They had Sonny and Cher, they had the Smothers Brothers, they had Glenn Campbell, and they had the queen of them all, as far as I'm concerned, Carol Burnett.
Yeah, I mean, and look, Lyle Wagner just passed away.
But just think about that for a second, how strong of a great variety show. And they also had Ed Sullivan at that time.
Well, you know, but that was back when variety shows were very much watched. Today, the only variety show that you really have on is America's Got Talent.
You miss it because there was so much comedy and humor in there. I mean, and we saw things like Mason Williams' Classical Gas, which created an uproar on the Smothers Brothers. It was a fun time to watch TV back then. Well,
it really was. Yeah, and also, by the way, the Sonny and Cher show reruns are on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that?
I'm
trying to remember the station. It's on. It's one of those stations that play nothing but old stuff.
Okay, I'm gonna Google. I'm gonna Google it.
Google it. I think it's on from 10 to 11.
It was such a good show.
10 to 11. It really is. I enjoy watching it. Yeah. All right. Let me talk about the weather.
What?
I got to talk about the weather. It'll be a sunny and breezy day today. Just a few high clouds around. We're in the low 50s. Tonight, it will turn cloudy. There's a chance of a wintry mix toward morning. I don't think it's going to be all snow. I don't think it's going to be all freezing rain. I think there could just be some, let's put it this way, freezing precip toward morning, about 30, 32 degrees. Any freezing precipitation tomorrow morning will just go over the periods of rain. And I think that rain will probably just go to a drizzle by afternoon, with highs around 40. Then your Friday promised you a windy, warm day for the first day of spring. There will be showers. I wouldn't even doubt a thunderstorm. High 65 to 70. Cold front goes by Friday night. Partly sunny with a cold wind. Mid 40s Saturday. Sunny and highs in the low 40s on Sunday. So the first spring weekend will be unspring-like because we'll have our temperatures below the norm.
Well, Friday will be a nice day, though.
Friday's going to be a bad day. I mean, we do have showers in the forecast. It will get windy. And I don't know. I'm seeing the wind. I haven't seen too many people, hit that hard right now. But I'm seeing wind. Let's see if I'm right or wrong. But I think there'll be plenty of wind on Friday with 65 to 70 degrees. So that's a scoop there. Now, there is, you'll admit this, there's a lot of stuff going around the internet and Facebook, with the virus. But have you seen the video from a doctor, I forget where he's from, concerning what you can do to kill COVID-19?
No, because I don't believe you can kill COVID-19. That has that in it, I just don't believe you can.
I thought it was interesting. He claims that this virus snuggles in behind your sinuses because that's one of the coolest spots in the human body, and it doesn't like warm. So he claims, and again, folks, I have no idea if this is right, that if you can warm that portion of your body, and he does mention 133 degrees, the virus falls apart. And he said the way to do it is you would have to spray water around your nose and your mouth, get your hair blower on the lowest setting, and for 5 minutes, up through your nostrils, take a deep breath. As you're breathing out, take the hairdryer away. As you breathe in, put it back and do that for 5 minutes. If you absolutely have the virus, then you do that, give an hour apart, and you do that five times during the day. And he claims it will destroy the virus.
Now, Pat, I want you to think about this for a few moments. I want you to think about this for a few moments here.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Oh, I have no intent. I mean, I just thought it was interesting.
How about that guy that has that horrible website that always criticizes liberals? I forget his name. And he said he's got some sort of cream that will cure the coronavirus. There's nothing that's gonna. I'm sorry. There's just nothing but a healthy immune system right now will cure it. I mean, I don't want people standing, putting water on their face and then using their hair dryer to blow it up their nose. I mean,
do you believe it? So that's what he put, and that was on Facebook. And yeah. The interesting thing, though, I did call a friend of mine yesterday who I met on the cruise last year.
Yeah.
Mark, and I had a friend of his who used to be an emergency doctor, Ivan. They are in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Yeah.
And I called and I said, you know, I just wanted to make sure that you guys are doing good. You know, we haven't touched base. He goes, yeah. He goes, it was great hearing from you. He said, there's nothing down here. I said, what? He said, we don't have any coronavirus here. He said, the government is alerting tourists, you know, that could change on a daily basis. He said, but right now we have nothing. He said, and I was on my way, he said, back to my other house in New Orleans. He said, but number one, I don't want to take a plane. He said, and number two, I heard that New Orleans, you know, the count is up and it's not good. He said, so I'm staying here. Yeah, now, I kind of thought to myself, does that have anything to do with the warm?
Probably not. Probably just there's probably coronavirus there. They're just not testing for it, and people haven't started to. You know, it took a while. I mean, we were a month and a half behind China. Just remember that. And Europe was a month behind China. You have to wait it out.
Yeah. I did hear some great encouraging news yesterday from Hong Kong. You know, they have less than 10 cases.
That's because they instituted their
that's correct.
Unlike us, they instituted their things right away. We called it a hoax for 2.5 weeks and then started to get serious about it. And still, I had a friend who came in from Europe 3 days ago, and they were not screened when they came in. I mean, there was a line of thousands of people, but they were not screened for their temperature.
I mean,
we're still mishmashing it around. That's the problem here. But anyway.
It is. You're right. And I heard about the one doctor in New York City that was at a convention in New York City. And now he tested positive. So how many people that he was with? I mean, don't they have to trace that?
They have to go back person by person by person. Yeah, it's how about the guy? There was a guy in one of the, I think it's a Midwestern state. He went into a hospital. He was tested, and he was tested positive for the coronavirus. He's like 58 years old, and he just walked out of the hospital and went home. So they sent police after him, and he's quarantined at his house. He didn't contact anybody else, but he just didn't want to deal with it. So he just left the hospital and went to his house.
Now, I have the question for Marshall this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is who is right and is going to win between our governor and our mayor concerning shelter in place in New York City, which is what the mayor, well, he's not our mayor, but he's not yours either, but the mayor of New York City, who's going to win, him or our governor?
Last night I thought that the mayor would win, but this morning I tend to think the governor is the one that can declare a statewide emergency. I mean, you can declare emergencies in towns. I'm not sure that you can declare a lockdown for 8 million people. It'll obviously be fought out in court very quickly.
Wow.
Yeah, who knows? I would think that home rule would win, but then again, I'm not an expert at all in that, so I don't know.
And I mean, just thinking off the top of my head, because of the crowds in New York City and the fact that everybody in New York City lives so much closer together, it may be to their advantage to have that in-place shelter. Elsewhere across New York State, there isn't that problem. But in New York City, there is. And, the mayor may, this time, maybe, I listen, what do I know? This is the first time for everything with this virus. So that's just my thinking.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think it'll wind up in the courts. I just so we'll see. I got hammered on Facebook. I just posted opinion that right now we have the biggest deficit in the history of the country. I think it's $38 trillion,
and now we're going to have a $1 trillion
bailout plan. Plus, everybody's going to get a check for $1,000.
for two checks.
So I just look at this. Why doesn't the government just clear the way so people can instantaneously, who work in the food industry, who work in the nightclub industry, whose businesses are affected, where they can go immediately and start getting unemployment? Because businesses pay into an unemployment fund.
That's
Why
right.
don't they start off with immediate unemployment checks and see how that goes before we add $1 trillion to the but that most of that $1 trillion is going to go towards airlines and cruise companies. You see it.
You mean like years ago when they bailed out the banks?
Yeah, that's exactly
Yeah.
right. You'll see that. That's where most of that $1 trillion will go. So I got hammered by a bunch of people saying that I was wrong, and I didn't reply because I don't reply. I just give my opinion, and people can give their opinion. I could care less. I mean, if you're going to post your opinion, you got to be a man or a woman and take other people's opinions. So.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's what opinions are all about, aren't they?
Well, you know the old expression that we can't say on the air about opinions.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Opinions are like, and everybody's got one. So.
Everyone's got one. And you know what? Yeah, time will tell. It's as
All right.
simple as that.
It's my opinion. We're out of time.
That is. And you stay safe again, everybody. And I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with our forecast here on Robinhood Radio.